An impromptu survey of 29 UW La Crosse students during the lecture revealed close to half had taken the drug Adderall with or without a prescription. Jake Cox is the president of Students for Sensible Drug Policy at UWL. He hopes to provide students with a better understanding of the drug and effects of its use.
The fact that it's sold as a prescription medicine just leads people to assume that it's okay, and so they don't stop to realize that it's just speed. I just really want them to know what it is so that they can, you know, use that when they're making their judgment on whether or not to use it.
UW-Madison Health Services' Dr. Eric Heil-Ligenstein sees several students a year who say they're dependent on the drug and want to stop taking it.
If a student nowadays, I think, is saying, gee, I need to stay up all night to get this work done, instead of saying, do I take Notos, drink lots of coffee, an alternative choice that's on the table is, I'll ask my friends if they have any Adderall because I heard that can help you do that.
UWL Wellness Resource Center's Matt Vogel says students may experience different effects from taking the drug.
It really suppresses appetite for some people, so, you know, that can lead to nutrition deficiencies. I mean, it impacts on the heart, blood pressure, the brain. You know, depending how you're using it, if you're using it in large doses and then stopping completely, it can lead to agitation.
Dr. Heil-Ligenstein says one pill can sell for $5 to $10 on campus. All agree that improper use of Adderall, while not a new problem, continues to affect universities nationwide. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.